You can. That's where you do it. Right there. They're magnificent people doing great things, and we thank them for their support, and one day we're going to repay them with a winner on the Early Mail. Whitey, one day we're going to do it. Missed out yesterday. We had the gold card situation for the team Corstens, and one couldn't win for the day. Two we backed, and there was only two other runners, and one of those won. Goldie Fox, which was a bit of a setback. Bit of a setback for us. Yes. I just hope Troy wasn't taking the mickey out of us.
Yeah, don't think that we're not in pain ourselves, because we are backing a lot of these horses.
We've got to stop that because they don't win very often. Although today is different, because the Chuka's a great part of the world, and we always get great conditions, which is fantastic. We've got a very handy trainer doing us some great things shortly, but I want to know what surface we're playing on, please.
All right, Anthony Pelly is the track manager at Echuca. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, boys.
How are we looking? I'm imagining it to be fantastic up at Echuca today with the weather you've had.
Yeah, it actually is pretty good. So, come up with a good four this morning. We actually got 11 mil of rain Saturday, so that was just perfect. And then we just put on 5 mils yesterday just to keep it in that good four range. Yeah, but we haven't actually raced up here for about 6 or 7 weeks. So beautiful grass right the way across, and beautiful spring weather. So couldn't ask for much more.
All right, so good for penetrometer.
Penetrometer 5.34.
And the rail position?
Yeah, in the true, as I say. We haven't raced in 6 or 7 weeks. Yeah. So good grass cover right the way across.
Fantastic. Looks perfect. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
Good stuff, Anthony Pelly there at Echuca. Good four track. Magnificent Penno. Good. And then Rail True. You can't get much more. You can't want much more if you're Matt Kamani, who's got a couple on the track on the way to Echuca this morning. Good morning, Matty.
Morning, guys.
Geez, we need a winner, Matty. We really are desperate for a winner. Can you help?
I'm feeling the same.
Well, maybe we're a match made in heaven. We're meeting each other at the right time again. Let's have a look at what you got going around today. Race 2, number 9 is Prince Romany, who's a first starter, a Americane gelding. What's Prince Romany showing you at home?
Actually, quite a lot, surprisingly, because he's the sort of horse I think that will take a few races. But actually, in the few jump outs he's done, he's shown a little bit of speed, and he's been able to finish off his jump outs really well. I still think he's a bit of a risk for today. I think he'll need a couple of runs just to get his back together, and we'll probably need more distance. But he's only one to watch.
All right, that's race 2, number 9. Then you got race 5, number 3, who the tab are telling me is a very, very firm chance. 2/4 the last time out. There's a Swan Hill victory before that on the good over the mile. We're there. The benchmark 64 again today. Are we winning today, Matty? Is this our chance?
It could be, but he's always a risk this horse when he's favourite, because he's very slow out the gate. It's slow to get into stride. Always looks like he wants further, but doesn't get further. So we have to keep him at the 1600. We have to put up with his slowness out the barriers, and we have to ride for luck. And so you're having to add a whole other layer of complexity to his chances, and you want to see that factored in the price with him. I think he's definitely able to. I think he's got the ability to do it. We've seen that in him, and he's going very well. But I think, you know, so long as he doesn't come in too short, I think he's a good, very good chance today.
Righto, 3:30, the tab in the early markets. That's not too short. Is that too short, or is that okay?
No, that sounds about right.
That sounds about right. Righto, I can play with that game. And then race 6, number 5, Deserved, is out of barrier 1 today. It's a done deal. Mare, that's 2 wins from 11 starts. It's been in work for a little while now. 2,100, I think it is, today for the benchmark 64 affair. What's Deserve going to give us today?
I think definitely very, very good value at $11. She's only second time up at around this sort of distance. I've been sort of quite keen to get her up to this distance for some time now, but she wasn't really performing over shorter. She is stakes performed, though, over shorter, and that, to me, means that if we can find another distance that she's even better at, I think she's an improving filly, a very progressive one. And I think, based on previous form, I think she can really do well here. First time up at this distance, she had a bit of bad luck in running and had to go wide around the field, but was absolutely finishing very, very well late. The only worry today is barrier one. She could get covered up and not find room and a bit of bad luck, and she'll find it difficult. But if she can get a good ride and pop off the leaders early in the straight, I think she's got a great chance today.
Oh, that sounds very enticing. What are we going to do with Madola today, Maddie?
Well, I think at the price, I think definitely deserved.
Right, we're taking it. We're in. $11. We're taking it. We're fixing it right now. And we're going to ride it home like the good thing that she is. Good on you, Maddie. Always great to chat. We love the insight you give us about your runners, and wish you the best of luck today.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Good stuff, Maddie Kamani. Good luck to you too. We'll take it.
We need it. We need
race six, number five, $11. That's where we found our winners. That's our sort of market, that $10+ winner. That's good. I'm happy with that.
You don't want to go the place?
No. You don't want to go the place? We're going to win.